Everything dry?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors meeting, August 26th, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda? Moving on with fixed department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, auditor's office, payroll clerk.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you. Paul Gerst, IT.
Just keep busy like always. I'm going to need to report right now, so.
Kevin, you came in smiling this morning. Things must be good. How's the sheriff's office?
Things are going well, for now. So we got our new deputy sworn in, started yesterday. She'll start the academy next Tuesday. And we attended the Iowa Law Enforcement Academy graduation last Thursday, where our second newest deputy graduated. So he's out in field training right now. He'll start that. It's a 16-week process, so he'll start that process. And hopefully have him out at that time when that man's boy shall also be graduating the academy. So moving forward with our training, getting up to full staff, like the position we're in. So at the correctional center, we're at 67 this morning, and we're shipping four out today. Three of those were at intake, so hopefully maybe by the end of the day, we're down to the low 60s. That's kind of the way we're looking. So just in time for weather to get nice and fill the gym.
I hope not.
Yeah.
I hope the weather's nice, but together, I hope.
I hope so, too.
Thank you, Kevin. Rodney Blazner, maintenance.
Good morning. Just got a lot of things going on. Still got progress going on the front steps, so weather kind of set that back there a day or two. So, but otherwise, everything's going pretty well with that. I have an agenda item this morning.
Thanks, Rodney. Sheriff Bay, how's everything in your auditor's office, in your job?
Everything's going well. I have a budget amendment this morning. Get that done and put to bed for the year and move on to the next thing.
Okay, thank you. Chris Lee, conservation.
Good morning. Let's see. We also attended the ILA graduation last week. Our park ranger graduated from the academy. Was one of two officers out of 51 in this class to make both the 300-point club and the director's list, which is a pretty big achievement. We're all proud for that. So he's back, and we're working with the sheriff's office to do some field training as well. And, so getting him up and going. We did have a full campground at Big Hollow last weekend, and we expect campground to be full pretty much every weekend from here on out. Our summer camps opened up for sign up this morning at 7 o'clock, and as of 20 minutes ago, half the camps are full, and we have over about 30 people on wait lists already for the summer camps. We want to thank Burlington Kiwanis for being the presenting sponsor of those camps this year. They made a big donation to cover the cost of camps to be the presenting sponsor for that. And then we do have dragon boats coming up first weekend in May. At Big Hollow. So once that's done, then we'll look at getting the tropes out and things like that. So lots of things going on. Staying good and busy.
Okay, thank you, Chris. Jared Laster, South Carolina Regional Planning.
Mm-hmm. We have one item on the agenda, minor subdivision today. And we also have two more minor subdivisions that just went up for review. Probably be done. We'll see that in a couple of weeks. Other than that, keeping busy, typical for this time of year for a lot of land use inquiries and permits. So, other than that, nothing else to report.
Okay, thanks, sir. Janelle, how's the treasurer's office doing?
Good morning. We're busy preparing for, we're getting ready to print our delinquent notices and notice of tax sale. So, we're just setting up our time frames for the tax sale and keeping busy.
Ken Heinemann, SEAL region for mental health.
Yeah, good morning. we're very busy with contract meetings this time of year, and so we have eight more contracts that we're going to bring to the governing board in May. That's our goal anyways. Two of them are still in negotiation, so we're trying to figure out the budgets for two of them, but six of them are pretty ready to go, and we'll have our management team meeting tomorrow and try and finalize some language on those. So going well.
Good. I was listening to Mount Pleasant radio station on the way in this morning. I didn't catch it all. I wished it would have. They was talking about the mental health in the grade school, lower schools, when they transition from grade school to middle school to high school, the pressure that it puts on these kids. So
yeah.
If you get anything on that, if you happen to hear anything on that, let us know.
Yeah, and I know Sarah said something out about May being Mental Health Awareness Month, and that was good, good information too. So yeah, we might get some more here this month.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Grant, how's the attorney's office going?
Everything's running pretty smooth. Chris has got the jury trial this week, but he's got Colin second chairing him to get some district court experience, so that's kind of the big thing there. He's stepping up to try to do some of that. So, that's good.
Okay. Thanks, Grant. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. All sorts of stuff going on. Pavement marking crew is in the county, started yesterday. So may see that out and about. Should be in here most of the week if I had to guess. We poured some mainline concrete at the geode project last week, so Thursday I believe it was, so maybe the only good day last week actually, so they made use of that and progress on that, and they're still working this week to keep on going. Sounds like the pour at Pleasant Grove will be tomorrow is what we're being told, but it was supposed to be today, so that may get shifted again, but as of right now that's what they're talking about. So I do want to mention that Upper Flint, our contractor is talking about maybe starting towards the latter part of next week. So it's been closed obviously with the DOT road, and I know Kevin wants that closed even longer, so we're going to pursue an extended closure on that. So I do want to mention our closure is going to piggyback off the DOT's closure, so it's going to be closed probably until our construction project gets done, and then that should, I would think, wrap up all closures of that road for a long while, hopefully, well, until we do the bridge project, so in a couple years. But so wanted to mention that we don't have anything set in stone yet. Once we do, we'll send letters out and do press releases, but that's kind of how that's going to work out timing wise from the current look of it. So other than that, guys are out doing a few culverts and trying to blade roads up again. Every time we get 3 or 4 days of drizzle, we get to go back and do it again. So
okay, thanks, Brian.
Thank you.
Andy, on out the safety in the county.
Good morning. We're doing well. Really don't have anything to report, so
thank you.
That's good news, you know.
Yep, good. Krista, how's the public health?
Good morning. We're continuing to be busy. We are continuing with our COVID clinics as well as our immunization clinics. Last week we had the Board of Health meeting and talked about the upcoming work session next week on the 28E agreement. Also gave them an update on the building, and we also talked about the influenza rates, and those rates are low, so these are the mitigation strategies that we've used for COVID has also helped run, keep those rates down. So.
And the mosquito thing, got that Zika, is it?
Yep. So we do the mosquito trapping, and that's one of the things that we're getting ready to contract for again this year. Des Moines County, Lee County, and Polk County are the three counties that have been positive for the Aedes albopictus, which is the mosquito that could potentially carry Zika. And so Ryan Smith, who is the person we work with at Iowa State University, published a study on the genotyping of the mosquitoes that we've been trapping through the last 4 years. And so a very interesting study, and it really showed how they're able to monitor those mosquitoes and see how they continue to move into the state or where they've kind of settled into, and we'll continue to monitor those. So we'll be starting that back up at the 1st of May.
Thank you. The reason I ask for that, I attended that meeting, so when we have our meeting call tonight on the agenda, that's what I did.
Did you catch any mosquitoes?
No. Thanks, Kristen. Don't think I missed anybody. Moving on to correspondence. Either of you gentlemen have any correspondence?
I do not.
Got one here from Des Moines County Board, Conservation Board. This was sent to us on April 6th, is the dates on it. This was in my box a couple weeks ago, and we were going to put it in after we had a meeting with the Conservation Board, but we're going to go ahead and read this in the letter now. The members of the Des Moines County Conservation Board are aware of the challenges that face the Board of Supervisors in funding the various entities serving community residents. We are sending this letter to document the anticipation operational issue created by the Board of Supervisors decision to dramatically reduce the Des Moines County Conservation Department's budget for fiscal year 22 and 23. Bottom line is as described in the attached expanded explanation from our newsletter. Here's the quick version. Compared to the current year, we will be getting about $112,000 less from the tax base next year, a cut from $712,388 to a flat $600,000. That's just shy of 16% less than the amount we are currently operating on. Also, as described, the ability to retain revenue will only make us approximately $28,000, and that's after taking into account the reduced expenses from no longer having a loan payment to make back to the county. It was conveyed to us at the start of the budget process that the county was facing a 1.1% loss in expected revenue for 22 and 23. For our calculations, that would equate to approximately $170,000 out of the total county budget. The $112,000 cut to our budget appears to be an unequal share of that revenue loss, considering there are over a dozen departments funded by the county. In light of increasing costs and expanded responsibilities, all the departments, the county government can advance meaningful arguments on why they require increased funding levels. However, the most recent budget allocation places an uneven and potential unworkable burden on the conservation department, and this may prove to be short-sighted. The proposed reduction, as they are, importantly, it will be challenging to maintain the facilities already in place that are proving increasingly popular with the public. We applaud your decision to provide more budgetary auditory to the ability to retain park revenues to help our park stay up to date with trends in the industry. In addition, this year, you will see real emphasis on funding for improvements. The difficult lies in the fact that the operation costs are not funded, nor should they be, from these donations. With our full support and direction, the board is working with department staff to enhance internal cost tracking to allow visibility cost per park as much as possible. We anticipate with $600,000 budget, some services and even some parks will need to be closed. As a result, at the end of the peak camping revenues season, early November, Des Moines County Conservation will review our budget posture and anticipate returning with a request for supplemental budget funds. At this time, the most likely figure would be around $60,000. In addition, Des Moines County Conservation Board is concerned as to the issues credited related to the equipment replacement. Considering we have not upgraded or replaced equipment, the lot will now be 3 consecutive fiscal years. We respectfully request a reconsideration of this going forward. be assured that the Conservation Board and its professional staff will continue to evaluate expenditures and will direct the department's effort in response to the sharply diminished funding. All options will be considered and closely studied, but with the limited options, it may be necessary to close selected county parks and recreational areas. Additional sources of income will be explored and utilized, but the effort may still prove insufficient without the support of the Board of Supervisors. We urge the supervisors to carefully consider the contribution our county parks and recreation areas make to the local quality of life. And now, this is in turn makes Des Moines County a more desirable place to live and grow in. This is signed by Jim Garnios, Bob Hansen, Kathy Ziegler, Matt Hass, and Julie Solsky. Okay.
Several departments. The Sheriff's Office is requesting $69,947,000. $62,947 of that is for retirees' vacation and sick leave payouts. They had two people retire. And there's an additional $7,000 in revenue and offsetting expense for the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau grant. So that brings that grant up to $17,000. The recorder is asking for $1,000 for mileage and subsistence. That line item was cut drastically because of COVID. There weren't any schools or trainings going on, so that was cut, and she doesn't have enough in there to cover her costs this year. Land use is, there was an ordinance update for subdivision zoning and airport that crossed over fiscal years, and we paid $3,334 out of this fiscal year that wasn't budgeted. So we need to do a budget amendment for that. Secondary roads is requesting $2.6 million and some change. $2.3 million of that is for projects that crossed over the fiscal years and for the Upper Flint Road paving project. The rest of the budget request is basically due to projects across the fiscal year or because of inflation. So conservation is cleaning up some of their line items. They're reducing their revenue by $45,000 for the fish habitat grant that they didn't get. They also offset that by a reduction in expenditures of $35,000. They're also asking for a total of $64,000 in expenditures, and $15,717 additional revenue will come in to offset some of that. And some of those projects, like the Starscape Major Center, there's some new displays out there. That revenue was already received and in their fund balance. So a lot of this is grant money or donation money that has come in. So there's a list there if you guys want to see what it's covering. Local Health got a new grant for $61,496. So there's a revenue and expenditures to offset that. That's the IT confinement homeless grant. They're working with the jail on that project. The medical examiner costs continue to rise. I think some of that's due to COVID. We're asking for an additional $25,500. Hopefully that'll be enough. Maintenance has added the front steps since that project is going on right now, and it will be filled out this fiscal year. And we had dust control. We had a bill come in right after the end of last fiscal year for the dust control for last year. So we're possibly could have 2 years worth hit this fiscal year. So we're asking for $90,000 to cover that cost in case we get billed for this year's on top of last year's. So in the resolution, you're going to notice that's $32,031 more than what the budget amendment request is for, and that's due to emergency management having a budget amendment. And since we're their fiscal agent, we add that to our resolution. So we have the authority to spend. So altogether, we're looking at $3,083,808 on the resolution. And that's offset with $84,214 in revenue.
The auditor's office get any emails or motion to close the public hearing?
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Motion to approve the resolution for the budget amendment.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Shane McCampbell?
Yep.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
We have a resolution 2233 for the American Rescue Plan. Whereas in March 2021, the federal government established the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021, which is ARPA ARPA, which included the coronavirus state and local final recovery to provide state, local, and tribal governments with the resources needed to respond to the pandemic and the economic effects. And whereas the U.S. Department of Treasury issued an interim final rule implementing the ARPA fund program on May the 10th, 2021, which includes replacing the lost revenue the county governments, and whereas on January 6, 2022, the Treasury issued final rules for the self-rescue plan program, including authorization for counties to allocate up to $10 million of their total allocations as lost revenue spent on government services. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors approves allocating as total total ARPA funds to exceed the amount of $7,568,883 as lost revenue to spend on government services. Hereby resolved by the Des Moines County Board of Supervisors.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Brooker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. We have a
resolution for the final plat of the Payne subdivision. Jared, that would be you.
One lot, minor subdivision, very far north part of the county, fairly close to the Loisa line, just north of County Road H-28. So it's one lot at 29 acres. This is actually really just a technicality that this meets the need for a subdivision. So there's a L-shaped 64-acre property where the top third is wooded forest ground, and then the bottom two-thirds is farmland. That whole thing was surveyed a couple of years ago, intended to be sold under a new legal description, all as one, but that sale ended up falling through. The owner decided to, someone that was interested in just the wooded ground, decided to switch and just sell it in that one, that north 30 acres separately. But because that area had already been surveyed, this further split then triggered a subdivision. So the person looking to purchase lot one intends to just use it for private recreation, hunting in its current form. It is landlocked, so the main issue here is the fact that it is landlocked from access to the county road system. However, the plat does include a 35-foot wide access easement along the west edge of that farm property to the south, and we confirmed with Secondary Roads that they had already applied for requested a permit for an access at that location where the property line meets with H-28, so that is acceptable then to use that as an entrance. Apart from that, no other major issues came up in their review process. It's not within 2 miles of a city, so it's pretty straightforward. We recommend approval of Payne subdivision.
Motion to approve the plat.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Jared will sign the review after the meeting, okay?
Well, thank you.
We have an agreement with the Middletown and Des Moines County law enforcement for fiscal year 22 and 23. You want to?
Yes, so this is an annual agreement we do every year with Middletown, Danville, Mediapolis. Middletown is just a little bit delayed based on what our city council meets, but in Middletown we serve just shy of 400 residents. It's a small population comparison, but this is for 24-hour service. So the sheriff's office provides their law enforcement service. Every incorporated city within Iowa has to provide law enforcement, and we provide that service to Middletown, and we're glad to keep on providing it.
$14,200 a year.
Yes.
I feel a whole lot safer when I'm out there knowing you guys are there.
The service is good out there.
The way I understand it, if the incorporated city does not provide that service, it falls on the mayor.
It does, yes.
And we talked about that.
They can answer those calls at 1 a.m.
Yes. I suspect it's a bargain for them.
Yes, yes. Glad to do it.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah. Moving on, we have the approval of the this year 2023 Cottonwood Crisis Stabilization Service Lease Agreement. Do you have anything to say on that, Rodney?
This is kind of an annual agreement that we've had for several years with Hope Haven for the Crisis Center Stabilization Service. So it's pretty much the same thing. We just had a few minor changes and some language, and then a rate increase. But other than that, it's pretty much the same thing that we generally had every year.
Motion
It's a little early. It goes into effect in June. I'm just trying to get ahead of it.
Motion to approve the lease agreement.
Second. Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. For the Iowa Utilities Board Inspector.
This is, you might recall, counties have to provide an inspector if that pipeline goes through. And we interviewed several during that process. And one of those companies, ISG, did a lot of work on the previous pipeline that went through Iowa. And they've come up with some improvement or some revisions to the manual for the inspectors they sent out. So they would like to have some support on the to the Iowa Utilities Board for those revisions. And I know you guys have read them. It's makes it clear that if the ground's muddy and the equipment's creating a 12-inch or more rut, that the inspector can shut it down. I guess this is approving the letter, and it would also be approving, giving me the permission to enter those comments on the Iowa Utility Board GFS electronic filing system, which I would do later today.
I agree. I understand.
Okay.
And I can take you out where they're putting the high line in right now, and you can see ruts that are that deep would have been running the caterpillar right out through the joint field.
I think Leah did it.
Always my fault.
I would make a motion that we approve that letter of support and the filing of that letter on the EFS, in the Iowa Utility Board's electronic filing system.
Yep.
I second that.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
Klinger and Associates to be our inspector, and this is official notice of that, and asking that they include Klinger on all correspondence. And we'll give that to Klinger, and they will forward that to the Iowa Utilities Board and the Hartman Navigator Pipeline Company.
I'll make a motion. Tom made a motion.
Second. I'm second that movement.
Sarah?
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes, please.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Give him one.
this is an anniversary, 24-month step increase from $35,903.38 to $36,758.10.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. The next one is for DESCOM. It's for Randall Diaz, Telecommunicator 1.
She's just returning to work from her leave of absence.
Following maternity leave effective 4/2/2022.
I move that we let her come back to work, Jimmy.
Yep.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Fees collected on 3/31/22 and clerk's report for March of 22 and the sheriff's monthly report March 22. It needs to be on file in the auditor's office for your viewing at your own leisure time.
Session on we did a work session previously on courthouse security and how we want to move forward with that, and we put some information together on that, what other like counties are doing. Do you want to do a work session on that, or I know Rodney, I think, has a we have to finish file a plan on what we're gonna actually put into play. So whether we want to stay as we are, if we want to make any change to that or not.
I think we need a work session.
That's fine. I got the information you sent me. My thoughts haven't changed, but sure.
Next week, then, or?
I'm good.
It works for me. It worked for me. When we got that Sherry wants.
Next
yeah,
week.
I think that was already out, but next week I thought.
Yeah, there is one.
Yeah.
So that would be two.
How soon do you have to file that, Ronnie?
It can be pushed out a week.
Do it
the following week?
Yeah, so I think
yeah.
Okay.
The 28E agreement, I think, is next week.
So we have a 28E agreement next week.
Trent, is yours a closed session?
Does that look lengthy?
What's that?
Is yours a closed session?
Well, that one was closed necessarily, no.
Does it look lengthy?
Depends on how much work we get done ahead of time, I guess.
Like, oh, that's a lawyer's response right there.
We have a week.
Well, I mean, in reality, I think, if you're talking just the 2080 for public health, that I think most of it's already done, right?
Environmental health, so the Iowa DNR sent us that 2080 agreement that they would like us to sign and that we're gonna do the work session with Trent and
Our main question was liability.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have Bruce over here.
And then Matt Shivers from the Board of Health wanted to come to that meeting as well, so.
That's scheduled for next week.
Well, say Bruce, I don't know who Matt is.
Matt Shivers is the chair of the Board of Health. He just wanted to sit in on the meeting. Because then they'll turn around and sign the agreement with Russ. So he wanted to be part of that.
Which, maybe Zach and both have put the 2080, or the community action following week.
Yeah.
And the security week after that.
Okay, so do both of those the 10th?
No, I think we'd have the next week would be the 2080, following week would be the community action.
Right.
Yeah.
For security?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the 17th for that?
10th, isn't it?
10th, yeah.
Yeah, 10th.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, next week's the
4th is 2080.
Yeah, that next week's the 3rd.
With the 3rd, within the 10th.
So then 2 weeks.
Would be the community action, and the 17th.
Would be the courthouse security.
Oh, I thought you wanted to do them both, okay.
So we're not doing community action next week?
We'll do it the 10th.
10th.
And then the 17th for the security.
Let me clarify. Court security 17th or the 3rd? 17th?
17th.
Okay, moving on. Committee reports. Chris, you get mine for me, so.
I have none.
I had community action. We got a new member, Brett Ruther, which he needs some work. But anyways, God bless him. We appreciate his help. But I also had Workforce Development Board. And it's the same situation, trying to get people in. They won't visit the location, so we're trying to make some adjustments there. Had building bridges, which there's a new pastor at the church that's gonna up and taking the lead, and they're moving in a different direction as well. Early childhood, just working on going through RFRs, and then I had a landfill committee meeting, and nothing really to say on that. So a lot of action, nothing to report really.
Thank you. Okay, we have public input. Anybody from the public would like to call in? Call in 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or email board@borddmcounty.com. That'd be borddmcounty.com. We'll give you 2 minutes to do that. And does anybody in here have anything to say?
Can I add something to our mosquito trapping?
Yeah.
I didn't mention it earlier, but because we do have the mosquitoes that could potentially carry Zika in our county, I do want to add that part of that is surveillance, and none of the mosquitoes we've ever trapped actually have Zika. So I don't want anyone to think just because they can carry it that we've actually identified that in our county. There's only been one case of Zika in the state of Iowa, and that was several years back, and that was someone who traveled out of the country. So I just didn't want people to think because we have that potential that it's actually been identified here. It is not.
Is it a bad angle you're looking for them to have a cold beer? Does that help the cause?
How do you trap mosquitoes?
So we have 4 electric traps as well as 10 water traps. And so
these water traps, and actually the sheriff's office is kind enough. We have one of those water traps that sit behind the sheriff's office, and it looks like a bucket, and it has some water that is, does not smell very well, but it attracts those mosquitoes into it, and there's...
What's it smell like, CP?
Bad.
Stale.
Very. So what it is water that we've gathered from somewhere, and we put it, mix it in with old leaves and grass cuttings, and then we close it up and let it sit for several days.
Mm.
Yes. So not good.
Lord of mercy.
Yeah. And so then we put mosquito trap papers inside of that, and those mosquitoes come in and they're trapped on that, and we gather those. The electro traps we do 3 times a week. The water traps we do 1 a week, and then we package those up, send them to Iowa State University, and they look at them under a microscope. They've told me that the Aedes albopictus, which could potentially carry Zika, has shiny wings. I've never gotten that close to them to be able to tell you if they do or not. So, we just wrap them up and send them away.
So they don't have to go alive?
We hope they're not. We make sure that when we close them up, they're no longer put away. Because as we wrap them up in wax paper, because it's sticky, it's just like a fly paper would be, we make sure that we push those extra hard so none of them are left alive when we're done.
Okay, the 2 minutes is up. Anybody else have anything to say real quick if they want to? If not, then we're out of here.
All right.
Thank you, everybody. I want you folks to know you missed out on a good presentation from Mr. Carter.